An editorial framework, put simply, is a statement of what you want to do and how you want to go about achieving it.
It's so that you have brand values and you stick to them. You know, so we're getting consistency in terms of delivery of production generally. And if perhaps we've decided that something may go on YouTube instead of iTunes U, then you may have different production values.
If you explore that by saying what happens if you don't have an editorial framework, if you have a free-for-all, you don't decide precisely what you want to say or allow people to say, and you don't give formats or preferred ways of channeling that information, and you just let it all rush out, you end up with a complete dog's breakfast, which can, for a single institution, higher education institution, be very damaging for your brand.
Branding is hugely important to us because it's your external face to the rest of the world, and it's how the rest of the world sees you. So you can invest so much in your brand that if you get it wrong or you don't use it consistently, it's not just the design, it's everything from your tone of voice, how you interact with students, how you deliver stuff. And if you don't get that right, you can lose so much and it can devalue an institution so much.
As a concept, I think editorial framework is almost a decision-making framework. So it's just a way of enabling you to think about what you're doing. So considering what type of content you're going to put up, who it's for, and also what type of channel you want to put it on. Because in my view, you don't actually create something and then put it out across all the channels. You actually need to consider who's using that channel, what they're using it for, and where your content would fit in with that. So you actually link the audience to the channel, to the content.
There are several online media channels that educational providers can make use of. Perhaps the best known are YouTube and iTunes U.
iTunes is very well suited as a channel medium to integrating with mobile devices. It works very well for reasonably high quality messages, slightly longer duration. It's very good with audio, for example. YouTube, no, audio sucks. It's got to be quirky, interesting, attractive, pretty short message.
Part of the consideration of the editorial framework and also how you want to position your brand, you have to decide on, of all the channels that are available to you today, online delivery channels for audio and video, podcasting, you have to decide on which of those you want to use and why you want to use them.
And if you look at all of the channels we're now faced with, each of them have a little set of features that if you use them intelligently as a broadcaster or as a producer or as an educational institution, you'll find some part of that channel well suited to doing something slightly different.
This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.